this is probably the hardest math question you've never seen. So in order to solve it, since I see square roots, what I'm going to do is I'm going to square both sides of my equation. Now, what happens when I do that? I'm going to rewrite this out. So it gives me x over 2 plus root x over 8 times root x over 2 plus root x over 8. And since I'm squaring it, that's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to basically just FOIL x over 2, that was multiplied, and then I multiply it, root x over 2 and root x over 8, which is giving me 2 or square root of x times x, which is x to the second, over 2 times 8, which is equal to 16. From there, same idea, multiply these two, which is going to give me my same thing, so square root of x to the second over 16. And lastly, square root of x over 8 times square root of x over 8 will give me square, or just x over 8, and that's going to be equal to, on the side, 6 squared, which is 36. Looks pretty hard already, but don't worry, we're not done. Simplify these two. When I simplify this right here, x squared over 16, square root of x will give me just x, square root of 16 will give me 4, and then same thing right here, n plus x over 2 plus x over 8, and that's equal to 36. Now, I'm going to make all of these into 8 over 8, so this is 4x over 8 plus 2x over 8 plus 2x over 8 plus x over 8, and that's all equal to 36. Combined like terms, 4 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1, which is going to give me a total of 9x over 8, is equal to 36, and then I can multiply both sides by 8 over 9, and finally, I end up with a solution of x is equal to 36 times 8 over 9. Remember, 9 and 36 can go into 4, so that's just equal to a final answer of 32.